Hello and welcome to our podcast, B2B Sales and Foreign Languages. My name is Gerhard Orwand. I'm a business psychologist and language consultant from Hamburg, Germany. Do you want to get rid of insecurity and bad feelings regarding the foreign language you have already started to learn? Do you want to learn a new language without going through various levels of standard courses? Do you feel you are making no progress? Go to Amazon and grab a copy of my classic book, The Go Method: Breaking Barriers to Language Learning. Many of us feel instinctively threatened by the prospect of attending a training on communication. Too often have we had to deal with what I call the authoritarian approach to communication training. You will recognize it immediately. Giving feedback on your communication or your way of talking and expressing yourself is abused as a handy tool for intimidating you into submission. For most of us, the way we speak is an intimate part of ourselves. Our voice, our accent, our speech melody, and our speed reflect who we are. Hence, any feedback on our communication skills is a potential threat to ourselves. Since many of us feel that we cannot change this easily, any criticism exposes us as unattractive or incompetent. Carol Dweck, professor of psychology at Stanford University, introduced the difference of two mindsets. With a growth mindset, you believe that your personality and intelligence can be changed, with the effort, of course. With a fixed mindset, you believe that the way you are now is more or less determined and cannot be much improved. People may have growth mindsets in some areas, in their hobbies or in playing video games, and fixed mindsets in other areas, like singing or telling jokes. Related to speaking in foreign languages, students may have a growth mindset in the area of learning new vocabulary, but a fixed mindset regarding their accent. You may have a growth mindset for the beginning phase of language learning. I am confident that I can reach a basic level in Spanish, but a fixed mindset for becoming an advanced speaker. I will never speak anywhere close to a native speaker. The problem with the feedback we have typically received by our parents, teachers, or colleagues is this. Most of it came from a fixed mindset. You were either good or bad, competent or incompetent. You have a pleasant or an unpleasant voice. Your accent is impressive or cringeworthy. You speak clearly or nobody can understand what you want to say. Most probably, there was little nuance in the feedback you got. And probably you were left with no solution. It wasn't like, here's what you could do to improve this. It was more like receiving a stamp on your forehead. Many of us still carry this imagined stamp for the rest of our lives. I'm no good in speaking. When I speak, people turn away. My speech is so confused that it irritates everybody. Probably, nobody ever took the time to lay out the underlying criteria for his or her judgment. You just assumed that the person giving the feedback must be an authority on communication. And the person giving feedback almost never ponders about his or her implicit standards. Everybody assumes that his or her views on communications are universal. This is further aggravated by the way some communication trainers position themselves. They teach communication in such a way that the only way of becoming an excellent communicator is to switch from wrong to correct behaviors. The correct behaviors are the ones exhibited by the communication trainer, of course. He or she is the communication superstar everybody needs to emulate. With the perfect pronunciation and intonation, with the perfect choice of words and expressions, with the perfect grammar. The problem with this is, as we'll learn further in this podcast, that perfect communication would mean a way of communicating that perfectly matches a concrete situation and the people therein. Because there's an infinity of possible situations with a combination of the most diverse people in it, there's also an infinity of choices how to communicate perfectly. Therefore, the rigid one ideal way of communicating ignores the most important ingredient, the recipient of our messages. The fact that some self-appointed authorities on correct speech dare to lecture us, while the vast majority not, doesn't mean that the latter have no preferences or opinions. As you will discover if you dare to ask, their feedback would differ greatly from what school teachers and communication trainers would make you believe. As a small preview, most normal people would be more concerned with your listening abilities and the quality of your questions, while representatives of the speech police would reprimand you for using parasitic sounds or words like or like, or for confusing I and me. What do you think? I hope this information was helpful for you. Please send me your questions and comments. Goodbye.